Well, let's take a break from the news now for a special K-pop edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. How you like that? Soju is a K-pop drag queen. You may know her from RuPaul's Drag Race, and she joins us now from Los Angeles. Soju, welcome. Great to have you.
안녕하세요. Thank you for having me.
Well, and just so that our listeners have a little bit of background, you were born in South Korea, but you grew up in the Midwest, in Iowa, and you say it took you a while to embrace the Korean parts of your identity and also the queer parts of your identity. Tell us a little bit about the journey that you've been on.
Yeah, so when I was 9 years old, I moved to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and it was just a real culture shock for me because I just remember looking at New York City and LA, and that's what I was expecting. There just wasn't any Asians. I remember, you know, bringing my Korean lunch, and when I opened it, everyone was saying, like, it smells, like, they were just making fun of me. And after that, I just always knew that I couldn't embrace my Korean heritage until college, when I was able to go out and meet with other Asian, meet with other Koreans, and fully embrace, you know, who I am. And when I got into the art of drag, that's when I realized, like, this thing that I was embarrassed about, you know, my love for Korean heritage, it's what made me unique. And it became my brand. And that's when I decided to move to LA and fully, you know, pursue this career.
Well, and tell us a little bit more about the fandom of K-pop, because I think a lot of people were surprised when they saw that some K-pop fans were claiming credit for reserving a ton of tickets for President Trump's rally in Tulsa to make him think that more people would attend than actually ended up going. And we were like, wait a minute, where did all these K-pop fans come from? But what, tell us a little bit about the fan base.
Yeah, so K-pop fan base, like, they all have their names. So each idol group has their own fan base. Like BTS has one of the biggest K-pop fan base, and their name is ARMY. And just like the name, they really unite together because they all love BTS. And the whole, like, the Trump getting the tickets, like, all those things, it's a movement that is easily carried out by K-pop fandoms because we move as a group. It's almost like we think together and we act together. And it's really interesting that our fandom is able to make such, like, political statement like that. It's a crazy time to be a K-pop fan.
Yeah. Let's get to some of the music that you wanted us to hear, starting with this one from 1996 when K-pop was first getting started, taking its cues from American hip-hop. This is H.O.T. with Candy. H.O.T. stands for High Five of Teenagers. It's considered to be K-pop's first boy bands. There are a lot of boy bands and girl bands in K-pop, but very few co-ed groups. Explain what that's all about.
So basically, H.O.T. kind of started this whole crazy trend of, you know, boy groups. And during the time, schools even shut down when they had concerts because kids weren't going to school because they were going to the concert. That's how big they were. And the reason why there isn't so many co-ed groups is because K-pop idols and their groups have to have a strong brand and a strong concept. And if they don't have that, it's hard to sell. So when you have a boy group, it's easier to be like, okay, they are these masculine, you know, sexy boys, or they're cute boys. But you can't do that, like, if there's a girl in there, and you can't have, like, one specific concept, you know what I mean? So they don't want to dilute it. And on top of that, idols are not supposed to date anybody. So when there is a girl and a guy in a group, rumors may happen, and they don't want that risk because, you know, they'll lose money if that happens.
And how do you become an idol?
You become an idol when you go through this training process. Like companies like SM, JYP, and YG are, you can see them as like Sony Music or Universal Music, and they'll have this training program that takes kids all over the world when they're young and train them to be these perfect idols. They have to, you know, look a certain way, eat certain things, act certain way, and it's insane. It's almost inhumane. But, you know, that's how these idols become so quote-unquote flawless.
Okay, well, the next song that we have here is To Anyone with I Am The Best. 지금은 8시 약속 시간은 8시 반 또 또한 걸음으로 나선 이 밤 내가 제일 잘 나가 내가 제일 잘 나가 내가 제일 잘 나가 내가 제일 잘 나가 제일 잘 나가. So this one sounds like probably the most famous K-pop song, which would be Gangnam Style, right?
Yeah, Gangnam Style and 21, they used to be in the same company. So their songs, you know, sound very similar. I remember 21, when they came out with this song, it was actually used in Samsung commercial in America, and that's how American people became really aware of the song. And it's still a song that, even if you're not a K-pop fan, I performed this song all over the world, and people still know the lyrics and the dance moves. It's very globalized K-pop, you know, music.
All right, the next one that you brought us is Tiffany Young with Magnetic Moon. Mm-hmm. Now, Tiffany Young is actually American. She's from San Francisco. Tell us more about her.
Yeah, so she actually debuted in Korea as one of the biggest girl group in Korea called Girls' Generation. And when they came out, they really changed the game for the girl groups. And even to this day, new girl groups perform their songs and do covers of their songs. So that's how big they were. And when I got to meet Tiffany when she started doing her solo career in America, like, she just broke all the expectations that I had about idols, because I only see them as these perfect human beings. And when I got to know her, she just became so human to me. And I think after that, I started looking at idols so differently, and I became so much more vocal about idols as their own rights as an artist, and, you know, how that they're not robots, they're humans. And yeah, so Tiffany is someone that I really look up to as 선배님, which means like a senior. not that she's older than me, but she was in the career, you know, longer than me. So I recall that 선배님.
Don't K-pop fans believe in the phrase nobody's perfect?
Nobody's perfect unless they're idols. No, okay. Like K-pop is about this fantasy. And the fantasy is that these idols are perfection. And that's why they are so, you know, flawless in their dance moves and their, you know, music. At the same time, there's the other side where, okay, yeah, they're selling that fantasy, but as an artist, after they go home, should we be treating them as human beings who have their own private lives? Mm-hmm. So I think that's the conversation that the K-pop industry, I think, should have.
Okay, well, we have time for one more that you have brought us that was actually written and sung by you, Soju. This is called Bang. let's listen a little bit. One time, 당신의 품에 안겨줘와 멈출 수 없어 이 시간에 돌려 But I can't let you go All night, keep it burning to the sunrise Tell us about this and why you wrote it.
So I always wanted to be a K-pop idol when I was younger, and it just wasn't in the cards for me for many reasons. And when I became a drag queen, I knew that I wanted to continue this singing career. People don't see Asians as a very sexualized beings, And I wanted to kind of break that barrier and continue, you know, writing songs that go against the stereotype of Asians. And I'm actually going to perform this song in September at a K-pop center that is opening up in Buena Park. It's called Eplex, and I'm going to perform the song there. So if you guys are around the area, make sure you guys check it out.
Well, I hope that that goes forward, because if you can have that concert, that means that coronavirus has calmed down a lot and we'll be able to do all sorts of things come September. So good luck with that. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Soju, who is an LA-based K-pop artist and drag queen, famous from RuPaul's Drag Race as well. If you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.